Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Tesvav, Baba Metzia 115a, pagination is 229, starting from the Mishnah about 8 lines from the bottom. We're dealing with a mitzvah listed in the Torah regarding collateral. That means that a person lent somebody else money, and the due date has come and gone, and he wants to somehow leverage his ability to collect a little bit better. So he's taking collateral, specific guidelines, how to go about it, through Beis Din, by standing outside, and the person gives a collateral. There are certain restrictions and mitzvahs that are related to this concept of collateral, and the influence that you have to take the collateral, but there are restrictions. Now, we mentioned one of those restrictions regarding returning the collateral when the person needs it. So this mashkon, this item, which he's holding, if it's day clothing, he's going to be returning it during the day. If it's night clothing, a mattress, a bed, he's going to be returning it at night. If it's work implements, he'll be giving it to him when he needs them for the work. This is based on the psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, Perik Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Im Chovol Tachbol Salmas Re'echa, Ad Bo Hashemesh Teshivenu Lo. If you're taking as the pledge, as the collateral, the clothing, so when he needs the clothing, you're going to give it to him. Now, we do have to spend a moment on the word chavol, tachbol. It means pledge. What exactly? It's an unusual word for such a usage. We don't encounter it that much. Chavolah, you might recall, is a damage. Chevel is a rope. What's chavol tachbol salmas reyecha? What does that mean? How does it come to mean the word pledge? It's another definition of the word. So Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch writes that it's related indeed to the word chevel, rope. And he says, by this act, the person who lent the money is looking to bind, like a chevel rope, the object or the debtor to himself. What's happening here is that the debt due date has come and gone, and he feels like this person is distant. He's at risk of ignoring the debt. So he wants to bind, he wants to rejuvenate a reminder of this debt to make sure it remains active. So he's taking this item for collection. It is possible, as we think about it, that it's also related to chavala, to a damage, where you're stepping into the person's assets and you're taking away something of his. And that's exactly why this beautiful mitzvah, this chesed, is coming up, where you're going to go out of your way to return the item when he needs it and switch collateral items so that you're protected, but you're not damaging him. You're not infringing on his life in a way that makes it impossible for him to move forward. The mitzvah that we're focused on today is a different mitzvah on the same scenario. In Chumash Devarim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Lo Yachvol Rechayim Varechev. When you take such a pledge, when you take such a collateral, you're not allowed to take the millstone, the item that he uses in order to produce food. Ki nefesh hu chovel. Because if you do that, you're not just taking the millstone as a pledge, you're taking his very life as a pledge. You're infringing so directly on his sustenance that it's going to handicap him from living. So lo yachvel, don't take as the pledge rechayim, that's the bottom part of the millstone grinding the grain. Varechev, from the word rochev, to ride, that's the upper part of the millstone that's moving along in order to grind the grain. And indeed, the Mefarshim describe this as a mitzvah, in the words of the Mora Nevuchim Gimel Lamedes, Chemla al ho'evyonim. It's an act of mercy on the poor person who needed to borrow the money and has no way to pay it back at the moment. You're taking a collateral, but don't take this. Rachmanus vachanina. It's mercy. It's showing him grace. So this mitzvah is similar in certain ways to the Isser Ribis, not allowed to take interest, because as much as he owes you money, but don't destroy him because of that. Don't have it constantly become bigger and bigger, for example, by the case of Ribis, which it would destroy him. And over here, don't take away his very sustenance, because that would destroy him. Let's look at our Mishnah now. If a person were to take the millstone as collateral, over mishum lo saase, it is a violation, v'chayiv mishum shnei kelim, and he's going to be in violation for two different prohibitions, shenemar lo yachvo rechayim v'orechev, because the Torah describes it as two different items, the rechayim, the bottom part of the millstone, v'orechev, and the one that rides above it. V'lo rechayim v'orechev bilvad amru, and this halacha does not just apply to this particular two parts of the millstone, ela kol dover she'osim bo ochel nefesh, but anything that has to do with ochel nefesh, with food, shenemar ki nefesh hu chovel, because you're taking his life, his sustenance, and therefore any such items would be included in this prohibition. Just to overview some things to be aware of, a substantial difference between taking collateral at the time that the loan is done and taking it later when the debt is due and you're trying to kind of do a collections or chevel to rope the person in so that they end up paying and not disregarding the loan. So there are differences between the two according to many commentaries. We'll just mention the topics to be aware of. Number one, when it comes to ochel nefesh that we're describing over here, implements that are food related, if the person comes like a pawn shop and offers that item, so that may, at least according to some, be permitted to do a loan like that. The restriction over here is primarily when the debt was already past due, and now under pressure, the person has to give you something, and they end up giving you their livelihood item, and that's where the violation is. Another difference between at the time of the loan being done, as opposed to this attempt at collection type of thing, is that you're not obligated to return the item as he needs it if it was given to you at the time of the loan. The obligation to return it as he needs it, and that entire exchange process that we've been describing, is a chesed v'chanino, a special accommodation that's done if you're doing this because it was past due. You're roping him in because it's past due, that's where that restriction applies, and you would do that exchange, but again, not if it was done at the time the loan was tendered. Another law, which is also important to be aware of, is mentioned also in Parshas Ki Tsetse, Pasuk Yud Ches, that you're not allowed to do this type of collection from an almana, from a widow. And again here, the commentaries observe that there would be a difference of consideration whether she's coming like a pawn shop to offer the item, then it's like an exchange. But if it's going to be done when the loan is past due, then there's a specific rule that you're not allowed to take the collateral from this woman, as described in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi Zayin, Se'if Yud Dalid. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.